your home for sports infotainment and a guy with some sound effects, semi-live from a studio.
Hey, that works solid.
This is View from the Bleachers. I'm Eric.
Yeah. Amateur producer going on.
No, that's professional grade, man. They wouldn't let you access the computer if you weren't a professional. I'm fairly certain. Oh, good. Some canned laugh. I like it. Yeah. Oh, man. Great.
That's sports. That's it.
No,
thanks for.
We're just gonna, thanks for tuning in.
We're just going to do all these sound effects?
Yeah, we could do 28 to 30 minutes of sound. Oh, man. Perfect. Yeah. No.
Shut up!
Yeah.
Shut up!
Heard that, buddy. I'm with you. No, it's been a good week.
Yeah, it is.
If you're not a Packer fan, it's been a really great week for you. So I'm going to let you.
Oh,
you've got the energy. I could feel it when we walked into the studio.
Fake energy.
Yeah, it's not a lie if you believe it. Let me tell me about the weekend of sports there, guy.
It was all right.
How did your Minnesota Vikings do?
Surprisingly, they won with J.J. McCarthy.
Really?
Yeah.
Is he a quarterback? Is he new? Has he been playing? What is J.J. McCarthy, you say?
Yes.
Who is that?
Who's that? Whatever.
So J.J. McCarthy comes back.
Mr. Jordan Love.
I mean, not a winning quarterback. Apparently. Subpar.
No, they. I mean, honestly, this is the first game that I think, other than like three guys, our starters,
okay,
we're back.
On offensive line, defensive
everything.
Yeah, everything. You had some
especially
Aaron Jones.
The O-line. Remember I was talking last week saying, if we had an O-line, things would be better. Hey, look what happened.
And they all showed up.
Donovan Jackson, our
first-round pick,
last year, or this year, I guess you want to say. Christian Zarisaw back.
Oh, left tackle. Turns out you need.
Brian O'Neill's back.
A starting center.
Guess who's back this week?
Ooh.
Ryan Kelly, the offseason pickup.
Hey, that is officially your entire...
I think so.
Starting five.
Just about, yeah.
They were saying during the game that the Vikings still have not had a single game with all five of... with their projected starters
in
the offensive line.
And I think that happens maybe... Well, I mean, the one might be still out, but...
And that does make a difference because now your second string guard might have to be starting at right tackle. And now, you know, guys get moved into positions they're not 100% comfortable with.
Correct.
You're turning a different way or whatever.
Yep.
And you're able to practice. And when you have we're going to call him a rookie quarterback.
Right?
J.J. McCarthy has about three starts under his belt now in his career. So he's needs all the experienced help.
I mean, there's a couple passes. I didn't watch the game, but I watched the highlights and the impugnants out there that are the naysayers.
Mm-hmm.
Like, well, look at these. Da, da, da. Yeah, every quarterback, other than Sam Darnold, apparently in the first half of his game on Sunday, you know, he had a couple missed. He was way off. But the passes that needed to happen happened.
Okay.
Like to the end zone with JJ or Justin Jefferson, one handed. But he put it in a place that only Justin can get it. Jalen Naylor to get the first down at the end of the game.
Sure.
Put it right where you needed to put it, nowhere else.
Okay.
So I'm being hopeful.
Sure. With only three games under his belt, all you can really be is optimistic.
Right.
You can't say, well, he's doing exactly. It's not like when Jordan Love has a great game and you say, well, he's supposed to. He's one of the best in the league. With JJ,
he's one of the highest paid.
With JJ McCarthy, you don't know really even now what you have in him. After three games, you can't tell.
Right,
he went through some
yet.
Adversity. He got hurt. You know, like he hasn't.
I guess the biggest thing is if they kind of still win or are competitive, and he shows improvement every game.
Sure.
That's all I could ask for, really, at this point. I mean, the NFC North is the best division right now.
And everybody in that division is two games out. You're either winning the division or you're within two games. So it's not
game and
like,
a half.
Yeah, you can be right in first place at the end of a week if you can start winning. You can put together a three-game winning streak,
We're 2-0 in the North right now.
That is true. That's
in the conference or the division.
Their last place in the division. Let's not forget that. That's important.
I just rolled my
it's
eyes.
It's the only division with everybody above 500.
Yep.
They're all playing really well. I don't want to give the Bears credit, but I have to.
They won that game. I don't know how, but they won it.
They've got good coaching all of a sudden. For the first time in maybe, I mean, Lovie Smith got to a Super Bowl.
Yes.
In my lifetime, the Bears haven't had a better coach than Ben Johnson, their current coach.
You don't know that yet, though.
You're right.
He's
had as many games head coaching as J.J. McCarthy has had starting in the league. So you're not wrong. You can't say Ben Johnson will be fine because
it's like Daniel Jones. He's a Super Bowl winner.
Yeah, right. Yeah, Daniel Jones is a Super Bowl champion. No, It's
they're looking good. I mean, the defense looked a lot better.
Yeah.
A lot better.
Sure.
You know, special teams. Miles Price, the returner, ran one back.
I mean they're playing against a team that should be better than most every team in the league. Yeah, so
like there are 9.5 points underdogs.
That's actually a pretty big spread for a team that was doing as well as they.
That's the last time was, I think it was one under a previous coach.
And normally, when a team is favored by, call it 9 or 14 and a half, generally come out victorious.
Mm.
Unless you're the Green Bay blippity blab.
Are we going to go there?
I mean, we can talk about the Vikings some more. I actually would rather talk about a team that I happen to remember
a certain show last week that...
Was it ours?
Maybe.
Okay.
Because the previous game was Chargers on a Thursday night football game, and it was terrible.
Yeah. This game.
And I think your Packers won that one handily?
Yes.
Before?
Yeah. Generally, you're supposed to beat the teams you're supposed to beat, right? You're supposed to beat teams like Cleveland. You're supposed to beat teams like Dallas. You're supposed to beat teams like Carolina.
Your record, what does that say?
Second in the division.
Your record says what you are.
You
aren't what your record is.
Tying a team like Dallas, underwhelming. Losing to Cleveland, awful. This game against Carolina was the largest spread that the Packers have had as a favorite since the McCarthy era when they were great. Carolina was at 500 going into that game. So right. It's not like it was Cleveland where it was just a dumpster fire of awful. Carolina has the number one pick at quarterback a couple years ago, Bryce Young. I know we all watched the game.
I didn't.
Man, Bryce Young does not look like an NFL caliber quarterback. He really, really doesn't. He looks like a high school quarterback. But they lost to that team, man.
They lost bad.
I hear him talking at halftime about these announcers who are paid professionals, not like me and you, who are not paid nor professional. Terry Bradshaw and some of these guys talking about how the Packers look like they're playing with their food, making it seem as if the Packers were so talented, so good, that they should be stomping the yard with Carolina. That was not the case the entire game.
So, being a Vikings fan...
Yeah.
So many times that the Vikings shoulda, coulda,
yeah,
been really, they played to the level of their opponent.
Yes.
That happened a lot. And that's kind of happening.
That's a Mike Tice era thing. I remember that with the Vikings.
More than Mike Tice.
But yeah, so that feels like exactly what happened in that game. I couldn't understand.
I think that's coaching.
Of course it is. That's the same thing we talked about with Kevin O'Connell's inability to change a game plan to alter the fact that you don't have an offensive line.
He changes the game plan at halftime. And that's the only time he does it.
And Matt LaFleur, same thing at this point, right? Like, they're not that far off in my mind, right?
No, right.
Did you know, actually, side note, did you know that Mike McCarthy has more wins all time than Curly Lambeau?
Mm.
Strange. Mm. Curly Lambeau's the greatest coach in the history of football, and Mike McCarthy got fired by Green Bay, but he's got more wins in his career.
The quality of the wins.
Fair. Yeah. Mike McCarthy's quality of wins. He had one Super Bowl. I don't know how to explain. I watched the entirety of this game. I watched in shock. I mean, Rico Dowdell for the Carolina Panthers running all over the place. You've got defensive linemen shoving first-round offensive linemen to the ground. Two plays in a row, egregious holding penalties against the same guy. I don't know how to explain how you have a Micah Parsons, a Rashawn Gary. I don't explain how you have so much talent on the defensive side and you can't stop Carolina when it mattered, not at any point in the game. Doesn't make that is a coaching problem. That is,
yeah.
I don't
understand. They weren't set up. They didn't have the right scheme. Nobody did.
I do not understand how you cannot just run it down the throats of Pat. You have on paper one of the most talented offensive units, defensive units in football. It did not appear that way. That type of game does not make me believe that the Packers can win a playoff game, quite honestly.
So let's look at the Packers, what they've won.
Sure, yeah.
Lions in the first game of the year.
Yep.
We all think it's a fluke. Maybe. At this point, Minnesota beat them, so.
Right, so.
But, you won against the Commanders. My mouse just quit. Browns, you lost.
Yeah.
Tied the Cowboys. You beat the Bengals.
Yeah, that doesn't seem.
You beat the Cardinals.
And again, everybody's beating the Cardinals, yeah.
You beat the Steelers.
They're a
playoff
team.
Then you lose to the Panthers.
Yes. Yeah, I don't. That feels like a team that finishes with 11 wins. You finish 11 and what is that? 11-6, 11-7. You're going to be a playoff team.
So you got the Eagles, Monday Night Football.
It's coming up, yeah.
It's
this Monday, right? It's coming around. Yeah.
Giants.
Okay, that's a win.
Vikings. What? At Lambeau.
You've got two Viking games coming up at the end of the schedule here. One of those is not a win for the Packers.
Right. You're at Lions, which proved that they can lose, but both of them have proved that they can lose.
I feel like that's the type of team that can get up for that Packer game. Like I said, I think the Lions are the most complete franchise in football.
You got the Bears, Broncos, Bears again, Ravens. Who knows what they're going to be like? And then you end the year
with the Vikings.
At the Vikings.
I mean, it sounds like if you can be 500 through that, right? Like that sounds like tough.
But it makes it our division.
Right. Now you could finish fourth in the division and still be amongst. You could finish fourth in the division, miss the playoffs, and still most assuredly be one of the best
10
teams in the NFC. Yeah. No, absolutely. I think I don't think the Packers go on a slide. I don't know that the Vikings will. They seem like they're trending in the correct direction.
Right. If you're going to get hot, now's the time to get hot.
And if you're going to struggle, the time to do that is the beginning of the year. Like, if you're going to go through your injury woes, if you're going to go through uncertainty on the offensive line, if you're going to go through your rotational, not knowing who's on the back end of your defense, much better to do that in weeks 1 through, say, 5. Than it is to try to figure it out in week 15. So, I mean, the Packers haven't had much of the injury bug this year. It's been been pretty good luck to be where they are. I feel like, and people keep, I hear them on the radio tell me that the Packers are one of the best teams in the NFC, and I don't know.
They're not saying it this week.
That's the eye test for me just doesn't, they do not pass the eye test.
Right.
As a team that should be able to go on a roll. Like, I can make an argument, maybe, because Jordan Love always gets hot this time of year. Well, he's only in his third year as a starter, so hard to tell. Their schedule doesn't do him any favors coming down the line. I think a couple of those wins, like a loss to Carolina, a loss to Cleveland, end of the year, I think those make a huge difference.
Well, and also depends, too. I mean, he's still got to face all the NFC North.
Correct.
Again.
Yeah.
And several times in our case. But
two against the Bears, and the Bears are looking, again, every team in their division seems to be trending up, except for Green Bay.
Right.
I don't know what that means for the rest of the year, but I do know that this game Monday.
The problem is that we talked about last week is bipolar.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, they're showing up when they need to show up for certain plays or games, but not.
No, it's hard as a fan to sit there and you're just watching inept. You're watching
hard to beat your chest going, my team is the best. Yeah. When you go, you just lost to two of the worst teams.
5-1-1 should be super proud of that. Best record in the NFC, right? Like, you should be able to, but when you lose to Cleveland, that's nobody should, losing to Carolina I can get, but losing to Cleveland I cannot understand. Teams that are Super Bowl aspirations, which is when you trade away. Anytime you trade away a first-round pick in the NFL, because this was the trade deadline week this week, you are telling the rest of the league, I think we're a playoff team. Because teams don't generally mind losing the 23rd pick of the first round. They really do mind losing the fourth pick of the, like, like, say, Jacksonville is this year. You know, like Cleveland, you know, teams that trade first-round picks.
Your defense before Micah was supposed to be pretty good.
Yes.
All right, so you got rid of Kenny Clark and got Micah. It didn't look any better.
Didn't look any different. Didn't look better, didn't look worse. No. Did not look...
Well, obviously worse because he didn't win.
Correct. Yeah. Yeah.
You know?
It makes for a nervous... Like, going against Philly, Philly won a Super Bowl. Like, super, they're a real deal team. They
are and they're not, too. They got their own issues.
And, you know, as I guess every team ends up having their issues, right? If you're...
When your star wide receiver is going, I don't know if I want to be here.
It'd be nice to have a star wide receiver. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Like, if you're... Helps. Every other team in every other in their division seems to have an ace wide receiver on their roster, except for Green Bay. Their best offensive player, Tucker Kraft, blew his ACL.
Yeah, he's gone.
Yeah, that's a... huge loss. He was playing like a Pro Bowler.
6-7 TDs already this year.
He was the only... You could make the argument that outside of Jordan Love, he's the only player who is Pro Bowl worthy on that offensive roster. Well, he's going to hang out on the sideline for the year. So you're looking at Luke Musgrave. You're looking at Romeo Doubs. You're looking at...
Matthew Golden?
Hoping Matthew Golden shows up at some point. I watched Christian Watson make an incredible catch first play of the game on Sunday. Well, his leg didn't fall off, which was shocking. The hamstring stayed attached, but he didn't do anything else for the rest of the game. That is not all.
I don't know if that's not just on him either.
No, that's a coaching. That's a
coaching quarterback. I mean, it's everybody around. It's, you know,
we talked about this at the beginning of the year. The Packers didn't have anything exceptional, right? Like the Vikings have Justin Jefferson,
Jordan Addison,
and Jordan Addison. They have top notch talent. Green Bay does not. Every other team in that division. Bears.
They drafted Golden, which was supposed to be the Golden Boy.
Hadn't seen much of him. He has not.
Ooh, yeah.
Yeah, he has.
Ooh.
He's just somebody. He's
another one of those rare wide receivers in that room.
Right. Yeah, he's just another guy. So I mean, like I said, they've got their meat of the schedule. They've got the spot where the Packers could very easily lose four in a row on that schedule. There's nothing that tells me. You know what I mean? Like, you could lose to...
But at this point, any of our teams on that whole division could.
Absolutely. And they could also go on a seven-game heater and end up being the number two seed.
I could see Dan Campbell going, we are not losing again.
Correct. And that's where...
Yeah.
Yeah, that's why I said that team, to be able to flip the switch, I believe they have that feel like the Chiefs do, where now is our time. Yep. We are going to be successful now.
Unless you stop the run on them, then you're fine, I guess.
Sure. Maybe, but
well, that's what happened.
Anyway, I mean, that's the blueprint, right? Like, that's every team sort of looks at a game like that and says, oh, that's how you keep it close. Oh, that's how you beat them.
Yeah.
Because they did run the football as an offensive unit. It wasn't overwhelming.
And they scored.
Yeah. It was 8 carries for Jordan Mason. It was 9
carries.
Well,
I'm talking about Detroit stopping the run for them.
Yeah. Oh, they're on defense?
Yeah. Our defense, the Vikings defense, stopping that run.
Made the difference.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, I think Jahmyr Gibbs only had 38 yards.
He did. Three phases, right? You got to win offensive, defense, and special teams. So. You can't have a weak link in
there. So let's move on from our teams because we don't know what they are.
Okay. That's fair.
Big trade day yesterday.
I say, let's talk about.
You want to talk about the Jets unloading?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, okay. So the New York Jets, yesterday was the trade deadline in the NFL. Trade deadline in the NFL generally is not a big deal. There's not generally...
It's not like the NBA or anything else.
No, in the NBA or in Major League Baseball, franchise can win World Series. They can get to the NBA Finals on the basis of these trades. They make huge multiple. But in the NFL, it's a lot of trades on the margins. It's a lot of trades in, okay, we need a backup defensive lineman. So you're giving up a fourth round pick, maybe a pick swap. You're getting a seventh rounder, giving up a sixth rounder. Generally, it's not big.
Right,
games.
Right.
But that happened
big.
Yesterday.
It was big.
What happened?
So the Jets unloaded Sauce Gardner,
who is their first round pick, all pro, highest paid cornerback in the league.
Just got paid.
Yeah, this year. Got an extension.
Structured really well where the Jets aren't paying.
Oh, nice.
$13 million only, a little signing bonus. That was it. That's all they're on the hook for.
That's not bad.
So they unloaded him to Indianapolis Colts, who are pretty optimistic.
Indianapolis Colts are the feel-good story of the year in the NFL. Yeah, right. They're at 6-2 or right. something like that.
7-2.
7-2. Oh, okay.
So they gave up. They swapped or they traded Sauce Gardner to the Indianapolis Colts for two first-round picks, one the next year, the one 2027, plus, I'm looking here, plus Aiden Mitchell.
Adonai Mitchell, okay.
Audience, what is it?
He's Adonai Mitchell. He Adonai, was a second,
isn't
round,
okay.
a second round pick from the Colts. Pretty decent as a wide receiver.
Pretty decent.
Looks like a wide receiver, yeah.
So he goes over to Jets. Feel bad for him.
Yeah, you go to bed at 7-2 and you wake up at 2-7 on the worst dysfunctional yeah. franchise. That's
Sauce Gardner's made out pretty well in that. But, yeah. But so the Jets get two first rounders and Aiden Adon Mitchell.
Sure. Yeah.
And then they also traded Quinnon Mitchell.
Quinnon Williams.
Williams. What did I say, Mitchell?
Mitchell, yeah.
Yeah, I can't get him.
Defensive tackle.
All pro. Probably one of the best out there.
Correct.
To the Dallas Cowboys.
who have some extra draft capital.
They got a second round next year and a first round 2027.
So Dallas basically, I mean, that's how you do it. I hate to say give Jerry Jones some credit mm-hmm. because that feels icky. it just does.
Valid.
That dude's a cartoon character.
He's something.
He allowed Micah Parsons to be traded for a couple of first-round picks.
Yep.
Used one of those extra first-round picks to trade for a defensive tackle. That defensive tackle is not on the same level
as
Micah Parsons.
Well, Micah was also a linebacker, but... But you got, and we were talking this before we started recording, so in the trade before, you get Kenny Clark,
mm-hmm.
two first-rounders.
Yep.
And then Green Bay got Micah.
Mm-hmm.
Right now, it's looking like a wash between the two clubs.
Correct. Yeah.
Okay, so they're like, okay, he's okay. They're looking horrible, the defensive Cowboys.
Yeah.
So they got Quinnon Williams, who is going to shore up that line.
Mm-hmm.
It'll help. Is it going to help enough for them to do anything? Mm. But money. It's all money, Jerry Jones.
They've saved themselves about...
Millions.
I was going to say about $25 million yeah. this year, next year, and the year after.
You know, so they give up like that. One of those picks mm-hmm. that you got from Green Bay.
Sure.
Whatever.
Yeah. Green Bay should be in somewhere in that 20s on that first yeah, round
so it's
pick,
not
a, right?
But yeah. it's still first round.
There's no greater currency in the NFL than a first round. Honestly, in sports, in professional sports, NFL first round pick is worth more currency right. than pretty much anything
but
else.
But Dallas also grabbed a couple other guys.
Yeah, linebacker from
Cincinnati.
When you're making a trade for the worst defense in football's fourth linebacker and you think it's going to improve your team, good luck to you. Yeah, it's good optimism. But
so next year, they have two first-round picks, two second-round picks.
The Jets, you're talking.
Yes. 2027, they have three first-round picks.
Yes.
I mean, that's loading up. And they get rid of... Quinnon Williams didn't want to be there.
He asked for a trade.
He butted heads with
yep.
Aaron Glenn
yep.
publicly. Okay, get rid of that cancer. Sauce Gardner, he's a company guy. But he has not been playing well. It
right.
could be the environment. Who knows?
It could also be when your team is struggling and they put everything on you. You're now a captain. You're now responsible for a lot more. Instead of just being the cornerback, you're also the spokesman for a sinking ship.
He was the face for a while.
Yeah.
You know? But this tells me that no matter what happens in the next 3 years, Aaron Glenn's their coach.
Yes.
Yep. Because you get rid of two of your name. I mean,
he's a defensive coordinator. Aaron Glenn's a defensive, former defensive player. Aaron Glenn's a former defensive coach and now a head coach, definitely skews towards defense. So,
but he's getting what he's saying, I think, and others have talked about this, is that culture means a lot.
Yeah.
It means almost everything in a lot of cases. Jets needed that change. So I think with him doing this and saying, listen, bring in all these picks, let's change it. Bring the guys we want.
Yep.
Which tells me that at this point, they're going to keep him because there was some rumors
that he might not survive.
Yeah, but now he is. Yeah, you know, so kudos. I think it's probably one of the best things I've seen the Jets do in a very long time.
Right. And they're normally not a franchise that does things the right way.
No. So normally.
They may, I mean, granted, being terrible and losing a lot of games and signing Justin Fields and being bad causes you, because in a perfect world, the Jets are good and you're not trading your best two defensive right. players, even if you get a first-round pick. You know, because you think about that, every team has talent that teams would give up a first-round pick to get.
Right.
But until you reach a stage where you've lost six in a row and your season's on fire, you're not looking to trade Josh Jacobs. You're not trading Jordan Jefferson or Justin Jefferson. You're not going to trade Christian Darrisaw, right?
As long as they're the leader
yeah.
and they're doing the right things.
Yeah.
You know, in the locker room, in the media, they're not saying dumb stuff.
Right.
Like Quinnen Williams did.
That was, yeah, he you know, you got to kind of know.
He's not coaching the team. Aaron Rodgers isn't coaching the team this year.
Yeah, yeah, you can tell.
You know?
It's kind of nice.
This is Aaron Glenn's team. I'm happy for them. Maybe they're just going to actually fix things.
There's certain franchises in sports that I need to struggle. Like, I need the Cowboys to be bad.
You want them to be bad.
I want that. In my fandom, right?
Right,
like,
right.
I like it when the Yankees are struggling.
I want your Packers to be horrible.
And I love those 4-13 Vikings teams are some of my favorite sports memories.
There's not many of them.
But you can name the guy, right? Like, I can tell you. I'm not going to say his name out loud, Christian Ponder. I'm not doing that again. It's not fair to you as a fan.
All right. We only got a couple minutes left. We want to talk about your basketball Badgers at all?
Sure. Yeah, man.
How about Badgers football?
Why you got to be
your coach?
Like that?
You started this, buddy.
It's Christian Ponder. I'm pretty sure that the Badgers' new head coach is Christian Ponder, so now we can both be struggling.
Shut up! Yeah. Shut up!
Thank you. Yeah.
Shut up!
I like that button.
You do. I should never have shown you the button. Thank you. Appreciate that. We could talk for a minute. Wisconsin Badgers lost to Oregon on the 25th of October. They've had a month. They had a bye week, thankfully.
He's still your coach?
Saturday, it's still Luke. It's fickle. Frickin' fickle. They're playing Washington. Washington is 6-2. Washington is a new team in the Big Ten, and Washington is so much better than Wisconsin.
Everybody's better than Wisconsin right now.
The Wisconsin Badger basketball team started play the other day.
They win?
They did. They're 1-0.
Hey!
They played, I believe it was like the Campbell University Camels. That's real. That's a real team. They're Camel. It's the beginning of the season.
Is that anything like Aquinas playing the junior team?
Very so much. At the beginning of the year, you are checking the boxes.
30 seconds.
We're going to talk next week about the Wisconsin Badger basketball team because they're fun to watch.
Yeah.
Greg Gard, who is a great coach.
Is he?
He is now, because I don't want to hear the button anymore. It's a fun style to watch. They put up shots. John Blackwell's going to be one of the best players in the Big Ten. You guys, have a great weekend. I'll talk to you soon. Bye.